remembers what we did last week anyway. So that's what I'm saying. You can't be expected to remember what we learned last week.
Just the fact that after the shiur,
for what?
Huh? After the shiur, we cry now.
It's yours. Albert, Jesus.
We spoke last week about the about habituating oneself to daven. We brought the Gemara that talks about when they used to paint the fruit that had fallen from the tree prematurely with red, so people would daven for the fruit of the tree. Lord, we will all be clear what they davened for, but they davened. And we spoke about the necessity to be misragel, to daven for people, tefillah katzara. You see somebody, need somebody, but daven for them, daven for them. And then I told you the maaser that I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva about the guy with the collar. So he said the story over as well. He gave a sheer chizuk on Thursday night. He gave a sheer chizuk to the oilam, whatever, and he brought the story again. He always does that story. So it was interesting. Okay, so it must be important. Yeah. No, that's what you have to remind yourself. No, exactly that. Exactly that. Exactly that. He once bumped into his daughter somewhere, so he said to her, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, you're married." Said, "I've been married for 42 years or something, you know." He said, "Yeah, and I thank Hashem every day that you're married, you know." Sensitivity, you know, you married off your daughter, Baruch Hashem, she's married. I got other things to daven for. You know, 30 years later, he's still thanking Hashem every day that she's married. You know, a different perspective. Okay. Takes time to sensitize oneself to this. Very easy, but Tosis Rosh Hashanah, my sheetz lo chidush godol. Besugi Adonah behevdel shebein ha-yochid v'ha-tzibu, the gzor dina shel tzibu nikra v'nafach le-toiva, ma she'en ken b'yochid. We know that the tzibu, when you're done with the tzibu, is an enormous koya. Because the gzor din of a tzibu can be torn up when it's not so posh at a yochid. Birkshom ha-tosef daf tes zayin divrei maskel kaman. Lamari yubidit palel ala choylim kibin desvirelei de nigzak zeire or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why did Rabbi Yehuda daven for the choylim since there was a gzeire on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur v'tirutz v'zele shoyne v'oid yesh loyba de damier rabim. Rabbi Yehuda is a yochid. He's davening for the choylim. It was gzair on Rosh Hashanah for Yom Kippur. It's a gzaira. And we have a klal that the tefillah of a yochid can't oiker a gzaira. So what's Rabbi Yehuda davening for? So he says, the damiel rabim dave matzle behed ya kol ha choylim. Ein sham. Again, I'm not sure. It's talking about when you where the gzeira is on the rabbim or the gzeira is on the yochid, or whether you're davening in a tzibur or davening in a yochid. I'm not sure. Just to get... that's what I'm saying. When I first learned it, I thought we're talking about someone who davens by rabbim, but tzibur, or someone who davens by yechidus. But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about a yochid that davens for the tzibur. Or a yochid that daven, or person, when you daven for a yochid, you daven for a tzibur. So the vort here is, no, how does he do it? Yeah, that's right. When you daven for a community, the gzeira can be torn up. When you daven for a yochid, it can't be. So Tosfos Kashi is, what's Rabbi Yehuda davening for cholim for? Cholim or a yochid, and there's gzeira on Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah. So ech. When you're davening for a chayla, how does it help? You're a yochid, not a tzibur. The other thing's also true, though. When you're davening with a tzibur, your tefillah has much more power to be oikin gzeiros than when you're davening on your own. Not so posh to daven on your own. But that's another problem. So Tosfos says, listen to this, a very powerful tool, this. The damia le rabim. When Rabbi Yehuda is davening for a chayla, it's like he's davening for the rabim. You know why? Davim matzle behed ya kol ha-chaylim. Because we say, "B'toch shach choyle amo Yisrael." Have you noticed the nusach in all the places? You know, daven for a choyle. You always say, "B'toch shach choyle amo Yisrael." So you just being an art guy, once you daven for one sick person, you daven for them all. No, you're davening for a rabbi. When you're davening for a rabbi, your tefillah can be answered. You're davening for one chayla, you're not going to get answered. You can't talk to the gzeira. No, that's not what he says. Maybe, I don't know, maybe that's pshat. Could be pshat. We're not talking about the tefillah of a yochid. That's not Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha could be you're right. Well, that's not what's going on in this Gemara. That's what I just thought was pshat in Virginia, and I said that's not pshat. We're talking about when you, as a tzibur or a yochid, daven for a yochid, the gzera can't be oike. When you daven for a tzibur, the gzera can be oike. So when you daven for a yochid, when you daven for a yochid, you have to include the tzibur. What is it? It's a Kiddush. It's just a choices in Rosh Hashanah. It's not like Sifrit Etznias or something.
So when they do the Tikkun up on the phone,
they always have a Tosh HaChol HaMo Yisrael. No, we'll see. I'm learning a choices now. I may learn it differently afterwards. I don't know. So I'm learning choices now. When you daven for one person, that's tefillas yochid. When you daven for one person, betoich shah Yisrael, then you're davening for a rabbi. That means you're davening for somebody for a shidduch. Don't daven for one person for a shidduch. Include that person in all the people that need a shidduch, all the people that need children, all the people that need hanasa. That means we're training ourselves now to daven tefillah katsaras for everybody. Like you said earlier, you walk in the street, you see a woman pushing a pram, you daven for the baby, should the baby, whatever, yeah? Don't daven to that baby. Include Kol Klal Yisrael. Include Kol Klal Yisrael. If somebody's ill, Rahman Hassan, you're daven for somebody who's sick. Don't daven just for the sick person. Include B'toch Shach Cholem Yisrael. Why? Not just a nice thing to do once you daven, it's a daven for everybody. It's the only way you can get that person's tefillah answered or that person's gzeira taken away.
Sometimes you come as a tzibur to daven for
you. No, even as a tzibur davening for a yochid, you have to include Kol Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, no, but it's still directed at that specific
person.
That
person, no, you have to include everybody.
So this, when it says include, does it mean I'm davening for Reuven and Yisrael, of course, and all of, as opposed to say...
I'm davening for Reuven.
No, as opposed to just saying... All of Israel, all of.
You can do that as well. Zagamtov. Again. Let's just make Seder here. Simple piece of Gemara. When you daven for a yochid, you can't be oikis gzeira. When you daven for a tzibul, the gzeira can be oiker. So when you daven for a yochid, make sure you daven for the tzibul as well, and his gzeira will be oiker together with the tzibul's gzeira. Agav man yen le inyan oit chidush sham toisves. It's a chidush of toisves. Avon Rabbeinu tam de shelo yochola vada lo matzilin ele le Rabbi Yosi. Aval she yisrape matzilin alibe de kule alma. De matay yochola nigzo, matay yisrape lo nigzo. Man? That a person shouldn't get sick. Vada lo matzilin ele Rabbi Yosi. Who's Rabbi Yosi? Who said anything about Rabbi Yosi? It's in brackets, so we don't have to learn it. So we can. Yeah, he says it very straightforwardly. Huh? The Nostrom lost him. Adam Nidan Bakol Yoy. Ah, Mirshon Shona. Okay.
That's too late.
So according to Rabbi Yossi, you can daven that a person shouldn't get sick. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's too late. It's already Rosh Hashanah. But according to everybody, you have to daven that he gets better. It's discovered when they get sick, but it doesn't. There's no gzeira when he'll get better. You can be oike the tefillah. Anyway, they mashu b'tzadi. Okay, so it's just an added little diamond into what we're trying to achieve. We're trying to habituate ourselves to daven tefillah katsaras for people that need tefillah everywhere all the time. You see someone's tree is looking a bit sick, daven for it. That we learned from the Gemafusha Gemara. All the trees, everything, yeah, everything. Also, when you're davening, huh? What? I don't know what it does. I don't know. I'm not answering questions. When you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you daven in the rabbi. Answer from now start doing what you're doing. So you just again, whether we pass like this Tuesday, don't pass like this Tuesday again. It's not a locker share. Yeah, it's slowly. Let's not get carried away. You learned something important here. Use it. That's all. It is as well, including yourself. You're also a yochid. So you're having for yourself, include called Kalei Kalisrael. Nachon. But again, the vort is get used to thinking about, caring about, and davening tefillah kesoros for other people, and include kol klal Yisrael, because then it's a tefillah rabbi, not a tefillah yochid. That's the vort. Okay, that we learned from Tosfos. It's an important lesson to learn. Well, you become a billionaire overnight when you understand this. You become a billionaire overnight when you understand this. What power we have. Anyway, Ikar Tefillah Zayin. Ikar Tefillah Nikra B'Torah Avoida. We know that Tefillah is called Avoida. Kamo Shenema La'avdoi B'chol Levavchem. Eizu Avoida Shebelev Amoy Zet Tefillah. What is the Avoida of the mind? That's Tefillah. Those that say it means the heart and emotions have got wrong shut, okay? Avoida B'chelev Tefillah doesn't mean you have to daven with emotion. You have to daven with your mind. That's pshat according to all, everybody. The ikar tzuras atfila beyoyfi kashe oyver lifna Hashem isparach bahavana ubahakara sheoymed umavakesh lifna Elokim elyon noira. And that's the ikar tzura of tfila. The beauty of tfila is when you stand in front of Hashem with full understanding and recognition that you're standing and requesting in front of Elokim elyon noira. Ata oymed lifna Hashem. Amnam. Yeshnoi tzura shel tfila. There's another type of tefillah. That's the ikat tefillah. But there's another type of tefillah. V'yusod godol b'dach ha'anhogas Hashem yisparach es olamoy. It's a very big foundation of the way Hashem conducts his world. Shechutz v'mashe tefillah, yesh bo koich elokai lahafich rotzun ma'ashem. Tefillah has this godly power to extract rotzun from Hashem. Yesh bo gam kiyum ishtadlus tivit. It also has within it natural hishtadlus. Come on, call hishtadlus boilom. People, whenever we learn about the Tochen, people always say, yeah, but what about hishtadlus? And they have to spend 3 days explaining to them that hishtadlus has nothing to do with the Tochen. Okay? But yeah, we're talking about hishtadlus now. And tefillah is a valid natural hishtadlus. Because that's what Hashem decided. Shakosh Bochum mit Naegimanu Bishtei Anogos. Anogos Malchusa de Rakia, Vanogos Malchusa de Rakia, Kain Malchusa de Ara. Hashem conducts himself with us in two ways, two dimensions. The one is he conducts himself with us, Vanogos Malchusa de Rakia, the way that a godly king conducts himself. And also, he conducts himself like a godly king, but like a king down here functions. The Lord God Hashem Elokei Israel mi Oshi or Reifa Balma, because she point him alem avakshin lihem. Hashem's no different to any millionaire or any doctor. That when you go to them and request help from them, im lo tov lehem, im leif toiv lehem, oishim emoshim. Im yilev toiv, levya means not the mind. Levya means they have a good heart. Oizim amoshim, they'll help him for sure. Ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra Av HaRachaman. Hashem's called Av HaRachaman. Tati. V'sha'a kinuim doimim. And all the other kinuim. V'afinu b'zman sherefiya malach elokai adrochim ha'im shoynes legamre. In the Mahalach Eloki, in the Eloki's way of dealing with things, it's very different. There's also this natural way that Hashem deals with us. You're going to make natural TV hishtadlus to extract a Yeshua from Hashem via Tfilo. It's told, the story, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but the story is told that Rav Chatzkel Avramsky Zatzal met Winston Churchill just before the war, as the war started, and he asked him, what's going to be? So Rav Chatzkel said to him, there's only two possible outcomes to this war. The one is a miracle, and the one is Derech HaTeva. So Churchill said, what do you mean? He said, well, if you've got a war against Germany and you win, that'll be a miracle. So Germany outpowers you, outnumbers you, outarms you. You know, they've got a much better army than you. So if you'll beat Germany, it'll be a miracle. He said, and what's the natural outcome that could be? He said, if you pray. Pray is Derech HaTeva. Pray is natural. He's shadless. You know, war and beating, that's a miracle. But davening? Davening's teva. Davening's ishtadlis, naturally ishtadlis. We don't think like that. We think tefillah is a mess. You daven and something happens, you're, wow, miracle. You ask your father for 10 bucks and he gives it to you, go running around, miracle? Yeah, you need 5 pounds. You go to your father, you ask him, please can I buy 5 pounds? I want to use the money to help your daughter. And he gives it to you. So you start going around, wow, it's a mess. I asked my father for a buck and he gave me a buck. Miracle. It's not a miracle. That's Derech HaTeva. That's what he said. Okay. Now we're going to do some interesting stuff here. This is very fascinating. Betfilah Shmona Esrei, in Shmona Esrei, so you have no excuses because you might have seen this once or twice before. We say, Baruch. Correct? You want to check it in the siddur or you learned it off the heart already? That we say, everybody agrees. We say, Reife Choyle Amo Yisrael. The kasha? Everybody has this problem. When you see this, you have a kasha, right? And Reife Rufua, Einu Inin Miuchad Dafkel Yisrael. Rufua isn't something that's unique to Klal Yisrael. Vein Maskirin in Yisrael, Elebet Varim Yemcharin Dafkel Yisrael. When we mention Yisrael, we're talking about things that are unique to Yisrael. You need a belt. Correct? You're thanking Hashem for your belt, which separates between the up and the lower and the higher part of the body. You need a crown to cover your head. You thank Hashem for your hat. When it's unique to Israel, you mention Israel. But if it's not unique to Israel, you don't have to mention Israel. So maze reife choyle amo Israel. Vim ken lechoyle mikol ha'anyonim shanu mevakshim b'shmoneh esrei dafka rufu rechoy kemel yois inim miyuchad dafka Israel. The furthest thing that we daven for in Shmoneh Esrei that's unique to Klal Israel is rufu. Hey, you know, a lot of non-Israeli that also have refuah. The animals and the dogs and the birds and the fish, Hashem's also merapa them when they get sick. And you think they survive? Romanim nusach habroch and nikval pilosh na posuk ki ani Hashem refuecho. Shemafurish hakadosh baruch hu b'miuchad l'Israel, but b'emeskash b'mal refu miuches l'Israel, but tzarich yehun. That's a good kasha to start the year with. Huh? Ki ani Hashem rufuecha, shmois. Shmois test vav. Don't ask what a pasha that is. Any balkairas here? They would be able to tell you. No, okay. Huh? For sure it was, because shmois was only a few years. You're in pretty safe ground if you say it was like, it wasn't that long ago, because we just started Vayikra, so for sure it's... Huh? I don't know. Don't ask me questions like that. Don't ask me memory games. Memory's not my game. I know what's under my nose, and even then I'm not sure. What was, what will be, the place. Yeah, you ask Alan, he knows. I promise you he knows. Ask him. Which pasuk does it say, Vani Hashem Rufuecho? Shmois Tesvav. Okay, you think about it for a while. Venereb Habiu. But you got the kasha. Wherever it is, you got the kasha. It's a powerful kasha. Why are you saying right for Amo Yisrael when he's right for everybody? not just Reifa Yisrael. So why do you say Reifa Mo Yisrael? So watch your carefully. This is mamish, mamish astounding this. Venera Abiyu. The Moedic finish this thing. Dine. Kova Kosh Bocho Eilom, Shnei Mahalchim Shal Rufua. You see the brisket coming out of you. Kodesh Baruch has two ways of refuah in the world. Echad refuah b'teva. Ladbia Kodesh Baruch b'guf sheyape v'yavri atzmoy minei ubei b'koiches atzmoy. We know there's an unbelievable, incredible, mind-boggling refuah system taking place in the body. Hashem planted in the body a system of refuah that is beyond comprehension. The body takes care of itself. Yeah. You tear your pants, you leave them in the cupboard for 20 years. It's not going to heal itself. You cut yourself. You know what happens? You know what starts happening to heal? The mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. And it's happening all the time. We mess it up because we don't look after ourselves properly. But if you look after yourself properly, the body's taking care of itself. So that's the first mahalach of refuah in the world called natural refuah. Natural medicine, yeah, what the world calls natural medicine, yeah. What they call natural medicine is not so natural. We're talking about natural medicine, godly medicine, yeah. Vasheni, al yaday shedorshim b'reifim. Uksiv, v'rape y'rape, shenitne reshus l'reifer arape, dem tsoim v'samim l'famim afilo al yaday netuchim. There's another mahalach ofru in the world where the doctor is given permission to interfere and using all sorts of different means, medications and all sorts of things, a filu surgery, to interfere and to marape. That's called natural ishtadlis, yeah? The doctor's permission, he can go in there and he can do whatever's called natural ishtadlis. Amnan. Masha Kodesh Baruch Hu Reifa Neman, Yesh Bezetarti. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a faithful healer. So there's two aspects there as well. First one, mitzad mashe be'elukusu yisparach, habilti bailes tachlis merapa choylim. Hashem, without any limitations, completely infinite powers, he's merapa choylim. Gozeh nikra Hashem yisparach, reife kol boso. He's the reife of everybody, everything. Everything, he's merapa. And the second aspect, shakorosh bochu kiviyochol gam reife mumcha. Hashem, so to speak, kiviyochol, is a very, very expert doctor. He's a Reife Mumcha. Yeah. He's the Rosh HaMachlaka. He's the professor, Kiviyokol. Come on, Reife boss of Adam. Misha Poinola, Gumatapobo, Vyesha Roshut, Rufusai. Like you go to a doctor, boss of Adam, and he has permission to heal you. Logor Hashem is Barach Mechem. Hashem's not worse than them. Hashem's not worse than the biggest doctor in the biggest hospital in the world. Sometimes you go to him and he heals you. He has permission to heal you. You go to Hashem. Hashem is not worse than him. The way of the world is everybody has his family doctor. He has the doctor that he's used to going to that metaples with him. So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the unique special doctor that he's our family doctor. He's the guy you go to when you're not well. You have your family doctor, right? You go, you're going to your kupat cholim, whatever, and then the doctor, your special doctor, pops up. Yeah, he's usually overseas, and he's not here, and you have to go to someone else anyway. Oh, well, you have your favorite family doctor. Yeah, it used to be a big thing. Today it's less. But when I was growing up, your family doctor was like he was a somebody. You know, you find him in the middle of the night, used to come to your house. Yeah, I'm too young for that. Okay, he knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, your family doctor. Your family doctor was, you know, invited to your weddings, you know, and he was like mama's part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Today, your family doctors, whatever. Okay. Shui Yisparach ben Hashem. Hashem's your family doctor. Shui Yisparach miyuchad betapel b'machalot Yisrael. He deals specially, his speciality is dealing with Jewish sicknesses, Jewish people sicknesses. But I haven't come up shutim haim amilim ki ani Hashem refuecho. The professor says to the patient, I'm your doctor. He has my number. You got any problems, call me. V'umamas pruta shomikra v'niflu. That's poshut. That's a poshut pshat. Ani Hashem refuecha. Hashem's your private physician. He's your private physician. Kapshutoy, kapshutoy. Huh? Sorry, I can't hear you. Again, ask the people that remember things. I don't know. Could be in Bishalach. No, that's in Bishalach. Yeah, that's in Bishalach. Nochon. Oh.
Okay, still hasn't answered the question of why.
No, we haven't answered the question yet. No, we're just building it. You see that these two ma'alchim running through both marechet. And the level that Hashem is the Reife, that he is Hashem, he is the God of the world. So the midas of elokus, of godliness, is enormous calculations, deep, complex calculations that we don't have any way of understanding. When your doctor comes to heal you, he looks at you, he sees what your problem is, he tries to heal you. Hashem's got multiple cheshbonos to take into account. What you did yesterday, what you're going to do tomorrow, what's going to come from it, major, major cosmic calculations that Hashem has to take into account. Hashem's refuah has to take into account all these multiple cheshbonos. Masha'en kan mitzad, Masha kolosh boch hu reifech choyle amo Yisrael. But when Hashem's coming with his cap on that says reifech choyle amo Yisrael, harei ze kereifech shepoinim alav she'en etzlo shum cheshbon acher. You go to your doctor, and he's got no cheshbonos except me'inyan harufuah atzmoy. When you go to the professor, he doesn't say, one second, but yesterday you did an aveira. And tomorrow, I don't know, maybe, you know, I'll charge you more, I'll charge you less, maybe I will heal you, I won't heal you. No, you go to the doctor, he's dropped to heal you. It doesn't make cheshbonos. He's only there to make sure that he heals you. He doesn't start thinking about cosmic ramifications and what you did yesterday and what you do tomorrow. He can barely understand what he's doing today, the doctor. He's only got two questions. Can I help you and can you pay? That's all. There are only two questions the doctor has. Yeah? Not in that order. No. I'm just reading what's written here. Doctor. Don't tell me you never told patients who couldn't pay you that you'll heal them anyway and they can pay you when they've got the money. Don't tell me that you never did that. Of course you did. That's a Kodesh Bolchu when he's Reife Yisrael. Given to point him up, Marapotam. When you come to him as the doctor, there's no cheshbonos. Okay, we don't have time. We have to stop here. What can I do? You'll have to come back tomorrow. Don't draw any conclusions there because you're not finished. You have to hear the whole story before you start changing professions.